Do you use an e-scooter? Do you break up your journey with the bus or the train and take your scooter on board? Well, not anymore. Not from today. A ban is being introduced by the National Transport Authority because of safety concerns over the potential for e-scooters to catch fire. Our reporter Sheila Nocton is at Connolly Station this morning. Sheila.
Thanks, Gavin. Yeah, it's a busy morning here at Connolly Station and the first day of the ban on e-scooters on public transport. Now, so far, I've seen a number of e-bikes, which are still allowed on public transport, and electric unicycles, funnily enough, but only one person with their e-scooter. Now, he hadn't time to talk. He was quickly making other arrangements for the scooter, but he was stopped by security before the barrier and there was a brief negotiation, but ultimately he was turned away. But to hear more on this, I'm joined now by Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager with Éireann Road Éireann. So just remind us, what is the reason for this ban on public transport?
Well, across public transport, the NTA have introduced this from today. And essentially, it's a safety reason that in other countries there has been experience with the lithium-ion batteries in e-scooters catching fire, causing significant damage to trains and buses, and obviously risk to customers as well. So that's why it's in place from today across all public transport operators, including ourselves.
Have we had any issues so far of that nature in Ireland?
Not on our own services at this point, but the issue is, I think, the positioning of the batteries, and also it's a relatively newer technology. It's less regulated, and that is the concern that you have. You know, a lot of kind of cheap type scooters that are in the market, and if something like that happened on board services, the risk that would pose. Now, it is going to be reviewed by the NTA as this goes along, but right now, from today, it is not permitted. And it's very encouraging. We thank customers who use them to see the type of compliance that we're seeing today so far.
Yeah, so talk to me a bit about that. Maybe I missed it. Has compliance been good? And up to now, would there have been a high level of e-scooters present on trains?
It wouldn't be high, but it's certainly been growing. A relatively small number over all of our customers, but particularly since, I suppose, the regulation of e-scooters in May of this year, it would have been growing steadily. So it's very unusual, for example, to see, you know, a train load arrive and not have one or two coming off the train. But thankfully, that is what we're seeing today. And that, you know, I think shows the courtesy that people are showing to their other two other customers in terms of the compliance. And as you say, somebody arrived to the station and was quite good spirited about the fact that it wasn't permitted on board.
So what happens if somebody does have one? Like, are there sanctions, and are you giving any sort of a grace period today or this week?
There's no grace period. I suppose the grace period has been in recent weeks, where we've been, there's notices, as you can see, in the station advising people that they're not permitted from today. We've also, our teams have been very active in going up to customers with e-scooters to remind them that from today they're not permitted. So it's the same penalty as if you were fare evading from today. It's a €100 fixed penalty notice for people who bring e-scooters on board. Obviously, we don't want to have to be issuing those. So again, we'd remind people just not to bring them from today.
And finally, if somebody does have to leave theirs here, is there somebody where to store it? What happens if they bring it to the station?
That is their responsibility. We don't have storage facilities here, unfortunately. So again, it would be very disruptive to you to be turned away from your journey. So the easiest solution is not to do it. There's things like, you know, the city bike schemes. We have bike parking and obviously other connecting public transport modes that are there as alternatives.
Okay, thank you very much, Barry Kenny, Communications Manager with Éireann Road Éireann. Back to you in the studio, Gavin.
Sheila, thank you. That's our reporter, Sheila Nocton, at Connolly Station this morning.